Good afternoon. Today is the second Sunday in ordinary time. We welcome you to St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Church. We are happy you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office or see a sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome packet. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. Our 2022 parish calendars will be available at the doors of the church. This is the last weekend the men's club will be selling tickets for their annual raffle. The 10 winners will be selected throughout the year to win $100. Please refer to the bulletin for details. The men's club will meet in the parish office this Thursday at 9:30 a.m. All men of the parish are welcome to attend. The parish office will be closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Daily Mass will be held at 8:30 a.m. Save the date, March 6th, the Knights of Columbus will sponsor a dance party on Sunday afternoon. More details are in the bulletin. However, the date is incorrect. March 6th is the correct date. Let us begin our devotional prayers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. We are to be in his greatest snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and endure the words of the heavenly host. By the power of God, trust in him, Satan, and all the evil spirits, and from our lives, the world, through the souls. Amen. Hail, the Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry for that his children be. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, as a valley of tears. Turn, the most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show all to us the blessed fruit of the life of Jesus. O Clement and all loving, most sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Lord, of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
The Mass intentions today are for the people. Our celebrant is Father Mike.
Songs of Thankfulness and Praise, number 106.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, as we gather together to celebrate God's love today, let us call to mind our sins and ask His mercy and forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. And you are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, who govern all things, both in heaven and on earth, we thank you for listening to our silent prayers and intentions for this Mass today, and we pray that you mercifully hear the pleading of your people and bestow your peace on our times. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch.
Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm response: proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Distributing them individually to each person as he wishes.
The word of the Lord.
Began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
I'd like to begin my homily by singing a psalm. And the song kind of sets the theme, you might say, for what I have to say after. Entitled What's Forever For, and it's written by Michael Martin Murphy.
Love is so hard to come by.
someone's the glory in living. Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never lasts forever, tell me what's forever for? And I see love hungry people trying their best to survive, when right there in their hand is a dying romance, and they're not even trying to keep it alive. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never lasts forever, tell me what's forever for? And if love never lasts forever, tell me what's forever for?
I appreciate the applause, but I didn't do it only for your entertainment. I wanted to help to set a theme for today. What's forever for? As we reflect on the scriptures today, we see in the first reading it talks about the covenant that God has made with his people. And he parallels the covenant with his people to a couple being married, and the covenant that they have made between themselves in love for each other. And in the gospel reading, of course, we heard about the marriage in Cana, and how Mary said to Jesus, told the people, do whatever he tells you to do. I heard a story similar to that one time when I was celebrating the 50th anniversary with a couple. And I asked them, what was the success of their marriage? You know, what was the reason that they were able to be married for so long? And the gentleman, he said, well, the success of our marriage was based on the fact that I always did what she told me to do. And I thought, either he's a very weak-minded person or he's lying. Because marriage isn't that simple. Marriage is something that you have to work at. And I feel sometimes today that question, what's forever for? It's not forever till death do us part anymore. It's forever until the love dies. And I've seen so many situations where I have seen couples spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on their weddings only to be divorced within the year. And you wonder why. You wonder why these couples, they loved each other, they had the best of intentions, and everything else, what happened? I think what happened was that they stopped loving each other. And that could be for a lot of different reasons. But I think one of the biggest reasons is they stopped praying with each other. And so when I was doing the pre-Cana programs with couples that came to my parish, that's one of the things that I started right from the very beginning. They had this kind of a quiz or test they had to take. And some of them were very upset about having to go through. They said it's none of the church's business what we feel or think about. But as I encouraged them, I said it's not an exam or a test. It's to help you to understand the areas of strengths and weaknesses in your life. And
they usually entered it with a positive attitude, and it did show a lot of good, important things. Like one thing that obviously stood out was the question was, we both decided on the number of children we would like to have. And we talked about it. In so many cases that I had, couples never talked about children. That was the furthest thing from their mind, except that they were getting married because of one, as you know what I mean. But one of the things that I stressed was prayer. Just as the covenant in the Old Testament between the couple and between God, so the marriage, that when couples get married and they receive the sacrament of marriage, they receive a promise from our Lord that He will always love them and be there, loving them and supporting them. But they have to do some work too. It's not magic. Marriage is difficult, as many of you know. One thing I want to ask, just in between, how many of you have been married for, let's say, 45 years? How about 50? Wow, any over 50? Wow, see, amazing. You people are the examples of faith for our younger people in the community. And it's important that you show them that through prayer, God has helped you to stay together this long. You know, when I talk about prayer, it scares the daylights out of young people because they don't know how to pray. You know, they'll say, okay, well, our Father, Lord, heaven, and I say, no, not the memorized prayers. I want you to sit down every night with each other or kneel down by your bed and say the prayer from your heart. One guy said that's how he found out his wife was pregnant. She was praying for a healthy birth. And he said, of what? Of their son, child. This is so important because in prayer, from the heart, it helps to communicate the realization that it's not just the two of us, it's the three of us joining our lives together. God is joining His life with that couple, and that couple is joining their life with Him. And He is the one that sustains their love and keeps them strong. But He is also the one that should not be blocked out, but invited into their relationship with one another. That they pray with each other every night and pray honestly and sincerely from their hearts. This is the message I feel today needs to be communicated, especially from all of you who have been married for so many years, that you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge to share those beautiful gifts with others and to help them see that love takes work. It is hard, but with Jesus helping them, they have no problem at all. They can work through any difficulty with His help. So let's hope and pray for married couples today, especially young couples who are struggling in their marriage, that they will realize that they don't have to do it all by themselves, that they have the Lord Jesus to guide them and be there for them, and that love will be forever, and that it will be one that gives them much joy and happiness in their lives.
Thank you.
I invite you now to stand as we join in our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, and with the Father and the Son is glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. Our prayer of the faithful, confident in God's love and care for us, let us lift our hearts and minds to him as we present our petitions.
For the Church, may the Lord bless her and protect her from all evil as she proclaims the gospel. Let us pray to the Lord. For our civil leaders, may God lead them in working for charity, justice, peace, and reconciliation in a divided world. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering, may God bring them comfort and healing. Let us pray to the Lord. For this community of faith, may the Holy Spirit guide us in using the gifts God has given us to build up the kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died in the light of Christ, may they soon enter the wedding feast in the kingdom of heaven. Let us pray to the Lord. For our Catholic ministry appeal, that inspired by Christ's witness of meeting the concrete needs of others, we might be inspired to meet the needs of our parish community. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we know you keep your promises and long to restore us to our original dignity. We thank you for hearing the prayers that we have offered to you today through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. As the gifts are being prepared, let us sing What Feast of Love, number 360.
Thank you.
may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries, for whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished. And so we ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so that as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with angels and all the saints, we too declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we too may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis, our Pope, Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy, religious, and seminarians. We ask you to remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection. We remember especially our deceased spouses. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Joseph, her husband, with Elizabeth Ann Seton, all the apostles and saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. As we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Son, forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen."
And so the peace of the Lord Jesus be with all of you.
Amen.
Now let's turn to one and offer an offering, a sign of hope and sign.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ, from me to last tonight.
Glory, the presence of the Lord.
So let us now stand as we conclude our meeting in prayer. Pour on us, O Lord, the spirit of your love, and in your kindness make those that you have nourished by this one heavenly bread to be one in mind and in heart. We ask this through Christ our Lord. And so the Lord be with all of you. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, this Mass is ended. We go out from here now to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Thanks be to God. As we're sent forth, let us sing now, Thank We All Our God, number 195.
Oh,